Today is the deadline for the Environmental Protection Agency to announce a new rule designed to clean up the haze that obscures views in national parks. A court imposed that deadline as part of a decade-long fight over pollution, and that fight may not be over. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports.
Carl Bowman monitors air quality for Grand Canyon National Park in Arizona. He has a close-up view of what haze does to one of the country's scenic gems. He recently stood on the canyon's south rim with a cell phone and described what he saw.
Early in the morning like this, you can see the temples rising up out of the canyon and the forests over on the north rim. The colors are a little bit muted by some of our haze this morning, though, so they're not quite as vibrant as what they can be.
The haze that clouds the view blows in from industrial plants and urban areas like Phoenix and Los Angeles.
As that air moves across those areas, it picks up this load of pollutants, and then by the time they get to the Grand Canyon, you know, hundreds of miles away, it's mixed into a fairly uniform haze that just sort of blankets the whole area.
In fact, Bowman says some haze obscures the Grand Canyon 90% of the year. Some days, visitors complain.
On our very haziest days, what you see out there is bluish-gray masses without really much color or texture.
Haze cloaks many other parks, too. And in 1977, Congress said the air over parks had to be restored to natural conditions. It set a deadline of 2064. The Environmental Protection Agency has been working on one big part of the problem, its emissions from older industrial facilities. Power plants, smelters, and factories built before 1977. But industry groups have resisted. They already took the agency to court and blocked one cleanup plan. Now they're threatening to do that again, with the EPA rule due today. Jim Sims heads the Western Business Roundtable.
If it goes forward in its current flawed condition, it will not likely stand legal challenge.
Industry groups complain that the rule would threaten new power plants and other projects. They also say it would give the federal government new power to tell states what to do.
When Washington comes and bowls its way into the West and says, hey, we know better than you, Westerners, what's good for your land, well, that kind of gets people's backs up.
Statements like that get Chris Shaver's back up. She heads the air programs for the National Park Service, and she says the states do want EPA to act.
I don't think it's a valid criticism. The states, at least in the West, have had a very definite role in helping craft these rules, and the rules, I expect, will give the states a great deal of authority to implement them in a way that they see fit.
Shaver says the states want that flexibility so they can preserve the majestic views that bring in millions of visitors. EPA's new plan will have its biggest impact on the West. Another rule that EPA announced last month is supposed to help clear up eastern parks. At the Grand Canyon, Carl Bowman predicts EPA's plan will help bring back views that now only some visitors see. On a good day,
the reds and the kind of golden tans of the cliffs are shining, the shadows are sharp and clear, and when you look over at the north rim, it looks like you could almost reach out and touch it. It's hard to believe that it's 10 miles away.
What parks and visitors see in the future could depend on what EPA decides to do today. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.